We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome to Debbins on Demand. You can get all the quirky news, the local stories, and randomness from my afternoon show on NEPXY, but on demand anytime that works for you. Isn't that just easier? Things on your schedule. Anyways, I'm Debbins. Hope you're having a great day. Punxsutawney Phil says winter's going to hang on a bit longer. No early spring. Groundhog's Day has to be one of these strangest holidays still in existence. We look to this large rodent for advice on the weather as if he's got some sort of like degree in meteorology. It's like the kind of holiday that could only get created after spending 4 months cooped up inside because of winter. Especially in a time before Netflix. Because this has been going on since, like, the 1880s. I can just imagine them. Like, they haven't been outside in months. They've just been with each other because they don't have streaming services or music. And they're just like, look, maybe this groundhog will tell us that spring is coming sooner. Here's an unsettling fact for Groundhog's Day. Groundhogs only live to be, I think, like, 6 years old in the wild and, like, 10 years old in captivity. Which means that about every 10 years, they replace Punxsutawney Phil without telling us, and they just pass it along like nothing happened. They pass it along like he's been the same groundhog since, like, 1887. Not likely. Groundhog's Day really is strange. If you've ever watched, they do this, they stream it, by the way, so you can actually see what they do. It's very bizarre. The way it works, there's this groundhog club. Yes, that's a thing. And Punxsutawney Phil, which if you don't know is the name of the groundhog, the magical groundhog. Punxsutawney Phil speaks to the club president in the language of groundhoggies, which supposedly only the current president can understand. This is all on their website. Like, this is the official like ceremony that goes on. He speaks to him in groundhoggies, only the president understands, and then his prediction is translated and revealed to all. Groundhoggies. Don't remember ever seeing that listed on Duolingo, but I want to learn it. And there are many reasons that Groundhog's Day is bizarre, but here's something that especially doesn't make sense to me. If he sees his shadow, then that means there's 6 more weeks of winter, right? And if he doesn't see his shadow, early spring, right? Wouldn't the presence of a shadow mean that the sun was out, indicating that warmer weather was maybe coming? But no, the shadow means more winter. Again, this is why we shouldn't listen to groundhogs for weather advice. Anyways, you know the whole thing with GameStop? With their stock surging and that whole thing that took over the news last week. Netflix apparently is already in talks to make a movie about it. Literally wasting no time. The story's not even really over yet. And they're already like, yeah, how do we make money off of this? This reminds me of how The Social Network, remember that movie? The movie about Facebook? That came out in like 2010, which I always thought was weird that like a movie about Facebook was already out at that point when it wasn't really that old. Think about how much has happened with Facebook since that movie came out. Mark Zuckerberg, like, testifying in front of Congress how many times, hacks, all this stuff with, you know, political ads. They can make several sequels. Do you ever feel like you're an imposter? I know I have a lot of friends who have mentioned this to me, and I felt this too. Like, you don't deserve to, like, be where you are, or, like, you aren't qualified for the job you have. They call it imposter syndrome. And a study found that about 70% of people feel this way at some time or another. So if you have felt that way, if you're feeling that way, know that you're not alone and that it's normal and that you deserve to be where you are. Unless you actually are an imposter and you stole someone's identity online or something, then you suck. And I hope you go to jail for a very long time and that the food is terrible. Random fact of the day for you. Some species of male spiders tie up female spiders before they mate so the females don't eat them afterwards. Wow. And you thought dating was hard as a human. That sounds scary. When was the last time you actually used cash to buy something? According to a survey, 32% of people say it's been over a month. And I agree. I rarely use cash. It's like, it's a weird, I almost do it sometimes as like a novelty. I'll be like, you know what? I feel like using cash today. I've had this cash for 15 years in my pocket. Time to use it. And the reason, I don't know about you, but the reason I don't use it, there's two. One, it feels dirtier with COVID these days because you give someone cash. And then unless you're a magician and you have exact change all the time, they're going to give you change. And that change has been in how many hot little hands? I don't know. Feels dirtier with COVID. But the more important reason to me is I get cash back on my credit card, baby. You know what the cash back is on actual cash? Zero. Feels like you're wasting money. When was the last time you played outside in the snow? I've become a real advocate lately for adults playing in the snow. It's usually an activity associated with kids, but with indoor hangouts being so risky with COVID, I think more adults should play in the snow again with friends. I've done it. It's shockingly still fun, especially if you have a couple drinks before. Super fun activity. Highly recommend. Hope you have an awesome night. Another Debbins on Demand will be available for you tomorrow afternoon, or you can always just catch me on the air the old-fashioned way. I'm on from 3 to 8 on 98PXY. Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.